Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and that is my oldest son, who will be 18 in 2 weeks. Thank you for that song. I so love you and so respect your music and all that you've been doing in your life. Such a journey you are on. To my listeners, we have Dabney Port with us, and she has been willing to stay on for another segment. The show today was going to be all about Occupy Wall Street, but I think the online safety issues of our kids is much more important than talking politics, which, of course, is not what I usually talk about. Dabney, welcome back.
Thanks. You know, it's interesting. I've actually written a post on parenting politics because parenting can be political as well.
That's what Wayne was saying earlier, that everything seems to get politicized. He talks about men, and he says it's such a politically charged area now. You know,
I think it all goes back to what Wayne said about being defensive, and when people are very passionate about something, instead of being defensive, they need to learn to listen.
Indeed.
And that it's not about you, like Bob Berg says, my favorite author. So, you know, we led off with you saying about being their friend on Facebook, and I just wanted to say this. You know, anytime we're a parent, you know that. Your son's turning 18. By the way, my teen turned 17 on Saturday.
It goes by so fast. Happy birthday.
I know. Happy birthday, Garrett. So he, you know, the thing is, you can't be your child's friend. It's difficult. Some people just want that approval so much, and that stems from usually childhood issues of their own. But you need to be a parent. You need to have family meetings, and you need to hold them accountable and, most importantly, educate them. So what I tell my children is no passwords, no social media, period.
Well, I'm laughing because you understand one of my sayings is your job as a parent is to be the best parent, not their best friend.
Right,
and
which is a difficult thing to do,
yes.
And a much more difficult job. If you parent well, it is the most difficult job you will ever do, but the most important. And I think Jackie Kennedy said, if you fumble raising your children, there's not much left. Do you know?
Oh, I love you, Daphne. I don't have anything I want to say. It's just so good to hear such wisdom.
Thank you. I used to teach parenting classes all the time before I was a stay-at-home mom, and then I became an online life coach and business coach. But I'm so passionate about it. And so what I recommend to all parents is to take the time to educate themselves so they can parent well when it comes to online safety. That means search it out. That's what I did. What you did?
Oh, you bet I did.
You
and
Googled
you...
in the middle of the night, and instead of watching TV, you researched, and that's our job.
Our job is more complicated because of social media, but this notion that as a parent, you don't have to be on Twitter, you don't have to be on Facebook, is unbelievably naive. You don't need to know who your friends are, who your kids' friends are?
Well, you know, Bruce, I wrote a post, and I think I sent you the link, and maybe we can share it. It's an older post, but it's called Your Teen is Having a Global Party, Are You Home?
Please send it to me again.
Okay, and it's on divacoachdabney.com, but when your child is upstairs in their bedroom, on their computer, on Facebook, talking to people, would you let a party go on in your basement? Would you walk through and kick out the drug dealers, kick out the pedophiles, make everybody leave whom you don't know, not allow drinking, not allow inappropriate behavior? Yes. So that's what you need to do on Facebook and social media, because it is going on in that world for them. And I'm stunned. My daughter, when she was 10, had friends on Facebook who had open profiles, open pictures. They were tagging themselves. So easy to be for a predator. It's easy enough, isn't it? And so scary how easy it is now. And it just, you know, I've seen the result of sexual abuse with children. It changes who they are forever. And you just don't want to keep your kids open to that, to abduction, to harassment, to bullying. And, you know, when my teen was first online, he made some mistakes. We had a family meeting. Mr. X came over, my ex-husband, and we spoke to him about how he was going offline for 6 months because he would basically destroy himself socially if he continued.
Wow.
Because you know what? You can't take it back. It's there forever.
Yes.
And until you're not impulsive, because he was younger, and until you're mature enough to be able to control your impulsivity.
Are you suggesting that the teenage brain is not fully developed?
I am.
What a shock. What a radical notion. Dabney, I hate to interrupt you, but we are out of time. I need my listeners.
Okay, so parent well, everybody. That's it.
Okay, and where can we find you?
I'm on Twitter at DabneyPort, and I'm on Facebook at DabneyPort, and I'm on DivaCoachDabney.com, SocialMediaGirlfriends.com. I'm everywhere. Just Google me.
Okay, that's Dabney at Port, P-O-R-T-E, D-A-B-N-E-Y.
My Twitter is at Dabney Port. My full name is Dabney Port, P-O-R-T-E.
Right. Terrific. Dabney, we'll see each other in a couple weeks at Blog World.
Okay, Bruce,
thank
see you in
you
the
much.
Nest.
Great. Next week's topic will be when to have a child. Not as simple as you might think. I want to thank my regular support team, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second, my cheerleader in chief. Thank you again for joining the Bruce Salen Show. And remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.